Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyer scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Steele now playing second base. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Cash reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trusiewski. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Trusiewski steals second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Heath pinch runs for Willie Horton. Don McMahon now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.